Welcome to Symbols of Service on Siouxland Catholic Radio, 88.1 FM. I'm your host, Derek Hill. Symbols of Service is sponsored by Landkamer Flag Sales in Norfolk, Nebraska. Landkamer Flag Sales sells American-made flags and flagpoles. Learn more by calling them at 402-371-0778. My guest on Symbols of Service is Deacon Fred Karpuk. Good afternoon, Deacon. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Derek. Very good.
Good. Well, this program is to determine why you chose the life of a deacon or a priest or a sister, in your case, a deacon. So let's get started by just talking a little bit about your family life growing up.
Well, I'm from a family of six. My parents, Joe and Mary Ann Karpuk, both of them are now deceased, but growing up on Morgan Street in Sioux City, and we went through our years at Blessed Sacrament School then, or now Holy Cross. We all went to Helan, and then we kind of split different ways there, but I went to Briar Cliff for 4 years, and as far as growing up, other things, we had a great time. I think we were a very close-knit family, and it served us well. So does that kind of answer your question?
Sure. How did your family life help you decide to become a deacon?
Oh, I can't say. I mean, I know that my grandfather, my mom's dad, at one time thought about it, and always at school, whether it was grade school or high school, teachers or we had a lot of priests and sisters there, they would push the idea of a vocation. No hard pressure technically, but I think for me, I mean, I did at one time think about joining or going to the seminary as a ninth grader. I did have somebody come out from Minerit, I think in Indiana, I'm not sure, don't remember that far back, but they came out to the house and just talked about it. But in the end, I didn't want to leave home. I just wasn't ready to be on my, away from the family. So I went to Helan, and there too, again, Father Merle Kolash and a few other the priests always put before us the idea of priesthood, but it wasn't until the early or late 70s when the Vatican Council reestablished the diaconate, and when I first saw Bill Berger and John Heffernan, who were the first deacons, ordained deacons in Sioux City Diocese, that I really entertained that thought, and it really didn't take long, because that was 1978 approximately, and then I joined in 1980. I was looking into the diaconate.
So was there ever a point in time where you just said to yourself, this is my calling, this is what I'm going to do with my life?
Well, marriage came first. I met my wife Beth back in at Briar Cliff in 1968, and I don't know, we just fell in love there and got married in 72. And so, yeah, so really, I mean, I thought, the priesthood was out of it, of course, but it wasn't until the late 70s that when I saw those deacons, Heffernan and Berger, that there it just became a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. I mean, I asked her if I could, and she said yes, and we were ordained in 85.
Well, since you've been ordained, what has been the highlight of your career as a deacon?
Well, when I was first ordained, we were at some point there along the line, there was four deacons at Blessed Sacrament, and we really didn't do a whole lot. And when we were ordained, we didn't know what we were to do. But then also at that time, we had three priests at Blessed Sacrament. Now, since that time and up to through today, because we have two priests but two parishes technically, mm-hmm. We are very, very busy. We have I and the other deacons, we find our niche. I mean, like, from day one, basically, the only really thing I did was work with the RCIA program, and I'm still with that, which is now called OCIA program. But from there, we've expanded it to things like marriage prep, baptism class. We've come up with some of our own programs, like for Holy Cross Parish called Mondays in Lent. We just got through doing one Mondays in Advent. So you can do whatever you want, technically. You just, you know, if led by the Holy Spirit, finding the need for it, you can do it.
So you've kind of found your niche now. I remember that you did, when I went through RCIA, you were kind of one of the people that was involved heavily in that. What other thing, and you've also done a history of Blessed Sacrament, correct?
That's where I was ordained for, and until the two parishes, St. Michael's and Blessed Sacrament, joined, you know, that's where I was all the time.
And you've done a history of that.
Oh, you mean a history?
Yeah,
the church tour.
Right, right.
Yes. For whatever reason, I got in, well, because of RCIA, in a way, we always give the class a tour of the church, and that includes not only the church itself, but the sanctuary and the sacristy and everything. So we had to just kind of bone up on it. But the church tour itself now takes in an awful lot about the art and symbols of the church itself, and we offer that usually once a year, plus RCIA, or also the school uses the church tour, and people learn an awful lot about their faith and backgrounding it with the art and symbols of the church.
Right, right. You're listening to Symbols of Service here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, 88.1 FM. I'm Derek Hill, your host. My guest today is Deacon Fred Karpuk. We've been talking to him about some of his family background and what he does as a deacon with the church. So, going back to when you were a young man, not that you're not young anymore,
no.
Going back to when you were young, what advice would you give to a person maybe contemplating the priesthood or becoming a deacon or a woman religious?
Well, I first would say be grounded in your Catholic faith, knowledge about Scripture, knowledge about the teachings of the church. I think forming a prayer life, while as rudimentary as it might have been when I was young, it certainly has grown to what it is now today. And, you know, so I think that fosters the desire in many cases, but then also taking and looking and seeing what are the needs of the church, not only in the parish, but outside the bounds of the parish lines, you know, the poor and the nursing homes and all that kind of stuff. Just kind of find out where your niche is at and where the need of the church is.
Now, if someone is a convert from, say, the Presbyterian religion, Protestant religion, can they at some point in time become a priest if they're not married, or become a deacon if they are married, or a sister?
I think yes to all those questions, especially to the priesthood if they're not married. But then that would, of course, entail going to school, you know, again for about 8 years. I'm not sure how they would play out, what their backgrounding would be. But the diaconate, when I went in the 80 through 85, we were only required to go for 3 years. Now I think it's at least five. And I think the diaconate, in one sense, is on hold until they organize the new route that they're taking. But I don't know much about this religious life, but I think all of those would be yes. If somebody was, you know, the priesthood and the religious life, if you're single you certainly can follow that path. If you're married, the diaconate is open. And I know a couple guys who, yes, were came through RCIA and they were ordained, you know, a few years later. So it does happen.
Now, once you've, before you become a deacon, once you've decided that you want to be a deacon, there is, what is it, a five-year program that you have to complete before you can actually become the deacon in the church?
Under the current program, yes. I mean, as far as I know, I've been, and I think it might be like, and I don't know what they really did. But they went to Shaler for every other Saturday throughout the year, I guess. But so but I think it is a five-year program. Part of it is in-house or in-parish training, mm-hmm. plus schooling in Shaler or Storm Lake, wherever they go now. But it's at least 5 years now.
And during that 5 years, you are actually, when you graduate and you become a deacon, you're actually known as Reverend, right?
Our official title, yes, is Reverend Mister, or the clerical name deacon is also.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what was the core reason that you became a deacon?
Oh, I think just simply love for the church, desire to fit in wherever I could, using my talents, I guess, well, I really wasn't a teacher by trade, but I don't mind teaching and standing up in front of people, even though I'm not the smartest guy in the world either. But I don't know, I just wanted to be a service somehow, some way. And again, when I entered the diaconate, very little was known as to what we would do. So you just had to grow in it.
Okay, so some people join the priesthood and then leave for whatever reason. They want to get married or whatever the reason may be. Do most deacons, once they become a deacon, do the most deacons stay with the program as a deacon?
I mean, from personal knowledge, I would say absolutely. And most of them, you know, to be ordained, you have to be at least 35. And I was 30 when I entered the program. So I was ordained when I was 35. So this year in May, it'll be 39 years as an ordained deacon. Most of the people, though, are entering the diaconate program probably when they're 45-ish to 55-ish. So, and then they got their schooling ahead of them, and you don't have to retire. You can kind of lay down or lay back a little bit when you reach 70 or 75. But again, it just varies with your energy and your physical abilities.
Now, is there some limit on age? In order to become a deacon, do you have to be
35? And then they won't. I'm not sure exactly, but I don't think they'll accept you into the diaconate program if you can't be ordained before you're 65, somewhere in there.
Okay.
So if you have to be at least 60, let's say, before you to be able to still be ordained.
Okay.
Because they do expect, you know, a certain amount of time from
right.
you.
Oh, sure.
For putting out that effort to train you.
Was there, growing up, was there a person or persons who took you under their wing and because of them you became a deacon?
Well, I wouldn't say that any of those that's why I became a deacon, but at the same time, from high school, again, we used to have 6 and 7 priests at Helan, and of course the ones at Blessed Sacrament, and I always admired them. Many of them became friends, you know, even today. So I think they had an influence in, you know, following the path or the call that was laid out before me. But so none of them do I really think it took me under their wing to follow the diaconate line.
Again, you're listening to Symbols of Service here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, 88.1 FM. I'm Derek Hill, your host. My guest is Deacon Fred Karpuk. And Deacon Karpuk, what? I guess I want to ask what is it that you enjoy most about being a deacon?
Oh, the variety of things that I do, one of them is house blessings, home blessings. I like doing that. You go into the home, the people don't have to come to you. You go to them. Remembering, going to people and calling them on the phone, while it's not easy and it's not necessarily enjoyable, it's something that, you know, you get a taste for, and you're head hunting. You're looking forward to the next capture. Baptism class is always a challenge, especially in today's society. There's just so many things that I like. RCIA, because you create so many friends over the years, and you help people come into the church and grow in their faith. So it's really just a personal contact. Actually baptizing somebody or working with a couple who wants to be married, they're all good. I wouldn't call it fun, but helping somebody bereave over a lost, loved one, mm-hmm. at a wake, especially because that's what we probably get to do is the wakes, mm-hmm. Being part of their journey in their consolation. So just about every aspect of what I do, I think I enjoy meeting the people and working with them.
So you actually go into people's homes and bless their home. You're not talking about blessing them in the home. You're talking about blessing the actual home itself.
Yeah, right? At Holy Cross Parish, we have a home blessing program. And it was started when I was first a Blessed Sacrament only, back in the year 2000. And I think we did over 300 homes then. And now at Holy Cross, because of the COVID, it's kind of slowed up. But we've done at least another 300 homes of people. And yes, there we go. I've been over into the dunes in Dakota City, close to Lawton, Hinton. I mean, you get on the farms. People do like to have their homes blessed. And we do bless, like the door, the bedrooms, the kitchen, the living room. Mm-hmm. And yes, we do bless the people too, but it's just part of a neat program.
And just if you can tell us something, you've been deacon at Holy Cross for quite some time now. If you can tell us something that maybe people don't know about you that they may be interested in knowing.
Well, that's a
a loaded question, I know.
Yeah. I think one of our greatest interests has always been in raising our own family. I don't know if I said that or not. We have six of our own kids. Mm-hmm. And most of them were still at, or they all were at home when I started the diaconate program. So they had to grow into it too. But it never stopped me from coaching their soccer, their basketball, their baseball, or doing other things with them. I was always able to put, the kids first. So if somebody thinks of, having a family holds you back, I would tell them, no, it doesn't. You can do everything you need to do plus more and still look at the diaconate.
So I know your wife was teaching at Blessed Sacrament. She taught both my daughters, I believe. And what part does a wife play in as far as you being a deacon?
Well, first of all, she has to give her okay for you to be able to enter the program, and she readily did. In many years, of course, she had the family and her job too. But she was, with RCIA or Remembering, she was always a part of those for the most part. But now, she organizes my day altogether. If I want anything done, I gotta say call her, and she'll set it up on the schedule.
I remember you asked me if I wanted you to, when I wanted you to be on the show here, you said call Beth.
Yeah, because while I know the schedule, I don't necessarily have it down pat altogether. Right. And she puts it on the calendar, and then we get it done.
So, as a deacon, what do you do on a daily basis to honor the fact of being a deacon?
It's kind of a weekly thing, but I go to Mass about, I think, 4 to 5 days a week, like in the early morning. We do have to do liturgy the hours, and I'm able to do that for the most part. I say the rosary at least once a day. Try and read. If I've got a homily, I got to prepare for that, whether it's daily Mass or on the weekend. You have to sit down and prepare for that. So those are kind of the daily things that you have to do. But then if you have a class coming up, like tonight we have our baptism class, we got to get everything ready to go to that. Not that there's a lot there, but you just have to be prepared, be ready to go. So it just depends on what is happening that day as far as extra preparations in some cases. But again, prayer life is very important in church, going to Mass.
Now, you've got a program that you do. You mentioned Mondays in Lent, Mondays in Advent. What is that about?
Well, Mondays in Lent we started it maybe 6-7 years ago, before the parishes actually joined together. But that was just a way for people to have some other spiritual thing to do in Lent. And we would have Eucharistic adoration. We would have a topic that the priest or deacon would cover for like 10 minutes. We'd have singing. And people came to like it real well. We always tried to encourage people to fast together or do other, penitential things during Lent. So it became a standard for many people, and we still like doing it. Now, Advent, Mondays in Advent, was really an attempt to offer some the parish Eucharistic revival information. And we covered what the sacrament of baptism is, because you can't receive the Eucharist until you're baptized, so you got to know your faith. Then we covered the Eucharist, historically speaking, in Scripture and in the church teaching. And then the last one was we covered the Mass, because Mass is part of the Eucharist. So anyway, that was that. Whether we'll do it again, I don't know. But this year, we only have 3 Mondays in Advent. Christmas is on the Monday. So it just fit well, and time was right.
And what would you attribute? I know there's been churches and schools that have joined together, Blessed Sacrament and St. Michael joined together. So there's been a trend for not having as many priests as they need. Is the same thing true for deacons?
Well, from my understanding is we have like 38, let's say, active priests in the diocese, and I think the number of deacons is close to 60, and plus those in formation. And so like a Blessed Sacrament or Holy Cross, we have 4 technically active ones. Larry Sitzman is a 5th one, but he's not as active. Modern Day has, I think, 3 active and 2 in the pipeline. So I don't see it being, I think the diaconate offers a lot of guys a chance to serve the church and do it well. So I don't know that the diaconate will follow the same path that the priesthood has. And I'm not sure when. We've always prayed that it will reverse itself. But the diaconate would still be needed if part of the diaconate is also not only to work in the parish, but to work out in the you know, the marketplace, serving the needs there.
And what is the most, to you anyway, what is the greatest thing about being a deacon?
Just the call that comes to us to serve the Lord. I don't find it hard to say yes at any time, and I think that is in whether it's taking communion to the homebound or, you know, working a program or doing a house blessing. It's just pick up and go, I think.
Okay, well, again, I want to thank you for being on our program today. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for being honest and giving us all the information that you have. Thank you for joining us on Symbols of Service on Catholic Radio 88.1 FM. We're sponsored by Lankhamer Flag Sales in Norfolk, Nebraska. And I'm Derek Hill, your host. Join us again for Symbols of Service. Thanks for listening, and God bless. And now I would like to ask you, Deacon, if you would give us a blessing.
Yes. May Almighty God continue to bless us with, as He always has, but for us to thank Him also, to continue by going to Mass and in prayer, and then help ask Him, our Lord, to enlighten us as to what each of our calls are in our life, and help us to perform the service that He wants us to do for the Church. So I bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Deacon Karpuk.
You're welcome.